Religious hostility is not new to India, particularly between Hindus and Muslims. However, Christian groups are increasingly reviled by Hindu extremists for their alleged conversion activities, which are seen to undermine the Hindu-based caste system. Religious conversions are increasingly obstructed by legislation, and widespread attacks are perpetrated against Christians at the hands of Hindu extremists in many states across the country. Violence against communities involving destruction of property and physical harm have a long-term impact and often follow a predictable pattern of incitement against a group of Christians, followed by those persecuting, going unpunished. We need to pray for God to grant strength and courage to Christians in India. The Dalit people are the poorest of India's people, and one of our congregation next week is starting a two-week sponsored cycle ride across India to raise money for work amongst this group. Also, as a church, we support Mary's school and her village outreach program. Recently, they've had to make the decision to pay for a full-time security guard because of the threat from anti-Christian groups in their area. Rob will be visiting in January next year, so we'll possibly learn more about their situation then. Let us pray for the Christians in India. Father, we ask today for your blessing on India and all its people. We pray especially for Mary and her school. We give thanks for their faithful work and witness, and we pray that you will keep them safe and secure, leading them day by day in your work. We pray for Pastor Stephen's preaching conference and Rob's visit, that this will be a time of growth and enrichment for many Christians in India. We also pray for all Christians in India, for courage, wisdom, and faithfulness in their day-to-day lives within multi-faith communities. We pray that the government, newly elected earlier this year, will ensure freedom of religious belief for minority communities, and that those who target and harm others and their possessions will be brought to account for their actions. We lift before you Christians who have suffered in communal violence, losing homes and livelihoods. We pray especially for families and churches who have lost members. Strengthen them with your grace to forgive and your strength to rebuild, so that your church will continue to witness in India to your mercy and love. We pray too for your protection over those who are defending human rights and religious tolerance in India. We pray that anti-conversion legislation will be reformed and India will protect Christian freedom of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.